Fasten your seatbelt and turn up the radio. We're going on a road trip. I'm Glenn Moberg, and today on Route 51, we look at the great Wisconsin student software controversy. Why is Wisconsin forcing individual school districts to use the same vendor for the computer software that tracks grades, attendance, and achievement? Why did the legislature scrap the multiple vendor system that currently is in place? Why did the state contract go to an out-of-state company, Infinite Campus of Blair, Minnesota, instead of to Wisconsin's own Skyward, a company born and bred in Stevens Point with 280 high-paying jobs that already provides the software for more than half of the state's districts? Our guest today, Jim King, the founder and chairman of the board of Skyward, and for the first half hour, we'll be joined by 24th District Democratic State Senator Julie Loss of Stevens Point, who has introduced a bill that would replace the single-vendor system with a multi-vendor system. In the second half of the show, we'll be joined by 71st District State Representative Katrina Shanklin, Democrat of Stevens Point, who has introduced that same bill in the State Assembly. We'll also hear today from a number of voices: Governor Scott Walker, State School Superintendent Tony Evers, 14th District Republican State Senate Education Chair Luther Olson, 86th District Republican Assemblyman John Spiros of Marshfield, Department of Administration Spokeswoman Stephanie Marquis, Stevens Point School Superintendent Attila Weininger, Marshfield School Superintendent Peg Geegan, and Wausau School District Director of Technology Brian Kolbeck. We also want you to join the conversation by giving us a call at 1-800-780-9742. That number again is 1-800-780-9742. Well, Jim King and Julie Lassa, thanks so much for being with us today. This is certainly an issue that has gained the attention of people all throughout the state. Jim, why don't we start with you? Why is Skyward protesting the decision to award this contract to Infinite Campus of Minnesota?
Well, there's a number of reasons. First of all, our lawyers, Corliss and Brady, have put together a protest that shows Skyward is over $14 million less expensive than the Infinite Campus. And so that's part of it. The other part is the way they evaluated the products. And we feel that Skyward was at a disadvantage because of the bias against us by the DPI and the associated CISAs that work with them, and the bias for Infinite Campus. And that bias is exemplified by the fact that Kurt Kiefer from DPI has never once ever talked to anybody at Skyward, has never ever attended any of the user meetings that have over 1,000 people twice a year. Yet he has been at the Infinite Campus user meetings and had plenty of discussions with them. So,
You're alleging bias from the Department of Public Instruction.
Yes.
Going up to the top people.
Yes.
Now, I can't confirm what you just said about Kurt Kiefer, so I've got to take it with a grain of salt. But the statement you made has been duly noted. In our last conversation, you said you were considering moving your company and its 280 high-paying jobs out of Wisconsin. Are you still considering that?
Well, we're going to move the corporation. However, I've already told my employees that I would not do to them what the state's doing to us. I've told them all that since we're in the technology business, they will all be able to stay in Wisconsin, in Stevens Point, and they'll be able to perform their duties via the technology. So none of them will be required. I will invite them to move when we move, but I will not require them to move.
So what you're telling me is that the employees that you have will be able to continue working in Stevens Point?
Yes.
Regardless of how this decision goes.
Right.
Statewide.
But the new employees that we're looking forward to hiring, the 500 to 600 employees in the next 10 years, those will be developed wherever we end up.
Julie Lassa, what does Skyward mean to the people in your district?
Well, Skyward is just a great corporate citizen. And, you know, I think you really have to go back and look at the history of this company. It was started in the family garage of Jim and Jean, Jim's wife Jean. And from there, has just, because of the quality of their product and the customer service, it has really taken off to the point where for their SIS software. It's within 50% of the school districts, like you said. For their financial package, it's within 80% of the school districts. So this shows you, you know, what a quality product this company has to offer. And as you said, you know, there are a lot of jobs and individuals from the Stevens Point area, from Marathon County, Wood, and the surrounding area that work at Skyward. These jobs pay really well, between $40,000 and $80,000, and it is a big impact. And for the state of Wisconsin to say that one of these, you know, one a company like Skyward, who has, you know, was created here and is such an entrepreneurial success story, to say that they're no longer going to be able to sell their SIS product in the state of Wisconsin, I think is just awful.
Well, that's, I mean, that's a direct result of the single vendor bill that was passed a year and a half ago. Now, somebody's got to win. If Skyward had won the bidding process, would you be complaining about it?
Well, I know that, it's funny you mentioned that. I know that Luther Olson, you'll probably hear his quote a little bit later in the program, but had said the same thing. And the fact is that Representative Molepsky and I had introduced a multi-vendor bill already last session.
Why the multi-vendor bill? Why more than one vendor? You know, the argument for the single vendor bill is that it allows the districts to compare apples to apples so that they can compare student achievement, student grades, attendance, all of those things all the way across the districts with the same software, and that helps the state analyze things too.
Well, what the state is saying is they are forcing one vendor onto all of these school districts and saying, you will use this vendor that the state has chosen for you. And with the multi-vendor bill, all we are asking for is that it allow the school districts, as long as these software companies can make sure that their data transfers and between school districts as well as the state, and they can meet those standards, then allow the free market to work. Allow companies to market their product to the school districts, and allow the school districts to pick the company that best suits their needs as well as their budget.
I'm going to, I think what we're going to do is play the clip from Luther Olson right now. I'm going to go out of the order in which I stack them because we brought it up. This is Luther Olson. He is a Republican state senator from the Waupaca area, and he's also the chair of the Senate Education Committee. And we asked him about this very topic the day before yesterday.
Well, we had that discussion on the Joint Finance Committee, which I sit on, when we had to release the money. Should the state go with a multi-vendor or a single vendor? And the proposal that was put forth by the Department of Public Instruction said, we really believe, through our research, that a single vendor is the right way to go. And I talked to Superintendent Evers a while after we made that decision, and, you know, because there were some people saying, well, you should have two, and he said, well, you know, you can have two, but it'll just be a political reason. It won't be a good economic reason that the state goes ahead and does two, but it's up to the legislature. So we decided that, and after talking to my school superintendents, because I go to listening sessions around my district, and we have a legislative breakfast every month, brought the subject up, and they said, we want that system. We think it's good. It'll save us money. And I said, well, what about one or two? And they all said to a person, one, because it'll make it much more easy for our people to work with. And so that's what the legislature did about, I think a year and a half ago.
Well, among a number of the superintendents in central Wisconsin, anyway, in Stevens Point and Mosinee and Marshfield, are upset because the contract went to this Minnesota company, Infinite Campus, instead of Skyward. They're going to have to convert, as will half of the school districts in the state, and they're claiming it's going to be a significant amount of money in Stevens Point. Their superintendent, Attila Weininger, is estimating $447,000 for the conversion cost.
Well, that's a serious exaggeration. I've talked to the department, and they are going to pay for the changeover. And if you just think about it, almost $500,000 to change over from one system to another when the systems aren't even that expensive. So I think that's probably, in my estimation, a little exaggerated numbers and things like that. Folks that I have talked to say it won't be that hard to change over to the system at all, and that's what I'm counting on. The people in my area, that some of them have Skyward, said, you know, we can do this. This isn't a big deal, and it's nearly not that expensive.
He claims that the money would be in training all of the people who would have to use the system.
Yeah, well, just think about that. Let's say that, you know, $400,000, and what does a teacher make in a year? Let's say the average one is $50,000. How many teachers doing that full-time in a year? You know, that's his, I'm not going to call him a liar, but it's like, okay, you better figure out how to be more efficient, because you don't have that kind of money to change over, and it's not going to cost that kind of money to change over.
The people who are sponsoring the multi-vendor bill say that it will be better because it will, first of all, keep 280 good-paying jobs in Wisconsin. Skyward has threatened to leave the state if this decision isn't reversed. And they also claim that competition is always better, so it's better to have more than one vendor because they will compete for the business of the individual school districts that will lower costs, and they'll provide better service.
Well, the competition is over, and Skyward was in a blind competition. I mean, the reviewers didn't know what company was what when you do this stuff. The Department of Administration has a very strict process that they go through to pick the winner. So the competition was there, and unfortunately, I wanted Skyward to win too, but they didn't. And so the price will be set. Contract will be done with the state and Infinite Campus, and that's it.
But what I was saying is that if they went to a multi-vendor system, each software company would have to compete individually for the business of each individual school district.
No, see,
so they're arguing.
That's not right. This system is between the state and the company, not the district. You're dealing with the state of Wisconsin. This system is to get information from school districts to the state of Wisconsin. So the contract will be between the state of Wisconsin and the vendor, not individual school districts.
Right, right. But this bill that's been introduced, this multi-vendor bill, it would allow for the state to name certain preferred vendors, and then it would be up to the local school districts to continue to decide which vendors they want.
Yeah, I understand. I mean, it's just the thing about this is, if Skyward would have won this, do you think these guys would say, oh, my goodness, we need multiple vendors? I think not. That tells me what this is all about. You know, and Skyward is a good company. I wish they would have won, but they didn't. So if you ask my good colleagues, Senator Bassa, Julie, if Skyward wouldn't have won, would you be out there pushing multiple vendors? I don't think so.
Well, let me ask Luther Olson's good colleague, Julie Lassa, if Skyward wouldn't have won, would you be out there pushing multiple vendors?
As Luther, I think, forgot, and he's a good friend of mine. I just happen to disagree with him on this issue. He forgot that we had, Representative Malevsky and I, had introduced multi-vendor last session already, and that would have been our preferred method, because we have seen what has happened in other states that have gone to single vendor and then have switched back, then switched to a multi-vendor. And I just think that
how many states have done that?
There have been a number of them, because some of the school districts have actually refused to use the
so there have been
single vendor that was recommended by that the state had wanted. So.
Well, Jim King, respond to Luther Olson's charge that Attila Weininger's estimate of the conversion costs is grossly overinflated. And again, to quote him, he doesn't want to call the superintendent a liar, but the superintendent had better get more efficient if it's going to cost him $447,000 to convert.
Well, the best way to answer that is for Senator Luther Olson and the DOA to investigate a conversion that took place just this last year. A school district converted to Infinite Campus just this last year. And so they could verify firsthand all the cost associated to converting from one system to Infinite Campus.
And well, what school district is that?
Well, there's only one, so I don't want to name the school.
Well, all right.
Well, okay, it's Green Bay. Okay.
And how much did it cost?
Well, we don't know, because we certainly can't do an investigation. They're not going to convey all their costs to us, but we do know, for example, that the amount of IT staff required at Green Bay to do this conversion is astronomical compared to what Stevens Point or Rapids or La Crosse or Eau Claire. one of the advantages of our software is that you require no programmers or systems people, where over at Green Bay they have programmers, they have systems people, they have four full-time teachers just educating the people, the teachers in Green Bay, and they're thinking about adding four more. So they're going to have eight full-time people just educating the teachers. So if it's $50,000 a year, like Senator Olson said, 50 times 8 every year, I mean, how much is that?
Let me read a statement to you from Eric Creighton. He's the chief operating officer of Infinite Campus of Blair, Minnesota. We did invite Mr. Creighton to appear on this program, and we also offered him the chance to do a recorded interview. He turned us down for that, but he did spend some time with me on the telephone, and he also sent us this statement, and I'm just going to read it verbatim. This is from Eric Creighton, the head of Infinite Campus. Infinite Campus believes the state's RFP process has been fair, open, and transparent. Skyward's media campaign appears to be an attempt to politicize and overturn an otherwise unbiased and competitive process. We support Skyward's right to protest the state of Wisconsin's intent to award its statewide student information system contract to Infinite Campus. We are confident the decision of the evaluators will be upheld. While we cannot react to any specific claims of scoring inconsistencies because we don't have access to technical scoring data, we firmly believe that Infinite Campus products and services are superior to those of Skyward. Moreover, Infinite Campus submitted both lower implementation and lower ongoing costs than did Skyward. Any claims to the contrary are factually incorrect and will be proven so as the procurement process runs its course. End of quote. That's Eric Creighton, the head of Infinite Campus.
Well, I'm glad he said that, because his claim that it would be proven that it's less expensive to convert to Infinite Campus than Skyward. I think if you asked an independent evaluation team to take a look at what's taken place at Green Bay for the last year and a half, I think that would clear that fog up immediately. So I would welcome it. And depending on what they found, if they found that they could convert, like they say at Stevens Point, for $29,000 versus the $400 that plus that Attila is saying, then it's a done deal. Then we walk away and we say, okay. But I got to believe that, you know, the truth will set them free. Let them do an investigation, an independent investigation.
Well, let's look into this entire procurement process. You claim that it was unfair.
Well, it's terribly biased against us. First of all, the DPI, which ran this whole process, and Kurt Kiefer, who is the assistant superintendent, he has never once stepped into our offices. He's never once called us. And he has attended the Infinite Campus user meetings, yet he has never once attended any of the user meetings we've had over the years, and we have two a year. And we have over 1,000 people at each one.
Jim, you made some specific allegations in the protest. Why don't you talk about those?
Well, okay. The allegations, of course, is that our costs are $14.5 million less. That was prepared by Corliss and Brady, and they have documentation to substantiate that. We also indicated that the DOA required that we include $4.6 million to convert our existing customers if we won that bid. Now, how ridiculous is that? We've got 220 schools that have our software. They're saying it's going to cost $4.6 million. We said, no, it's going to cost nothing. They refused to allow us to do that, and they added $4.6 million to our bid. The people that were selected to do the evaluation were all selected by the DPI, as far as we know. There was no representation by anybody who's familiar with Skyward, as far as we know. The single vendor conditions were presented by the DPI, and they talked about states that were successful in having a single vendor.
Now you allege that there was also inflation of the scores for Infinite Campus. Explain that.
Well, when we reviewed the scores, they were 78 times they were given scores that were higher than the maximum. And we don't know if that was a typo error or whatever. We haven't got the response back. They were given more points than they were than you could even have.
All right. And finally, you also charged that there was someone who's sympathetic to your company who was forced off of the committee that was looking into this contract.
Well, I wouldn't say sympathetic. I would say that the two people that were taken off, as far as we know, one was taken off because of the time involved, and the other one was taken off because there was accusations that that they were favorable toward Skyward.
Let's listen to the response to your specific allegations from Stephanie Marquis. She is a spokesperson for the Department of Administration, and I recorded this interview just a couple of hours ago.
Well, I think when you look at any procurement, not just this one, but any procurement, there's really three things that the state needs to do. Is we have to get the best quality product, we have to get it at the best price, and we really have to do so in a clear, transparent way that doesn't have any outside in. And so certainly what we did in this instance is we brought in a third-party evaluator who, as I think people may know, previously served under Governor Doyle and also worked at this agency, so she's very familiar with the procurement process. And she found that process to be fair, open, impartial, objective, and that all the vendors had the same opportunity to compete. And that really what ended up happening is the evaluation team made a recommendation for the person that had the best quality product. You match that with the fact that that vendor also had the lowest price, and therefore they had the best score overall, and they were the ones given the notice of intent to award.
Skyward executives say that their bid was $14 million less over, I think, a 10-year period than Infinite Campus.
Just so people understand, we make an apples-to-apples comparison when we're evaluating and doing that cost score. You want to make sure that you don't have one vendor that's including something and that somebody isn't, and so their price is lower because it's not a comparable bid.
Skyward executives are also claiming that there were some discrepancies, that first tabulation of technical scores awarded Skyward the highest technical points of all vendors, and that those scores were later lowered. They also claim that the identified vendor, the Infinite Campus, received overinflated scores above the limits of the scoring matrix, including numerous instances where the selected vendor received double the possible points. And finally, they claim that a committee member that the selection committee felt was in favor of Skyward was removed from the committee. How do you respond to those charges?
Well, first of all, related to the merits in point, they have the opportunity to make those objections in their protest, and that will be looked at by the Department of Public Instruction. It should be noted, though, that in that independent evaluator's report, the third party that was brought in found that all of that was done appropriately. So, again, that's not our word. That's a third party that is familiar with the process and, again, would have no problem letting us know if something was done incorrectly. In terms of the person who is removed, again, the independent report stated that there wasn't anything improper that happened, that that individual is removed proactively because you can't have anyone on the evaluation team that's biased towards any vendor. You need to make sure that they're really scoring on making sure that Wisconsin's getting the best product and we're getting it at the best price.
That was Stephanie Marquis, the spokesperson for the Department of Administration, responding to your charges of improprieties, Jim King. You just listened to what she said, your reaction to it.
Well, I'm very dismayed by what I hear there because she's obviously saying these scores that were over the limit were okay and approved by this third party. Well, I don't think it's okay to score somebody more than that is the max. I don't understand how they can say that. As far as the people that are biased toward Skyward that was removed, well, the people that were left on the committee, I understand two of them are with the DPI, and I can substantiate how the DPI is biased against us. As I said earlier, the DPI officials have biases for Infinite and against Skyward.
All right, very good. Julie Lassa, your response.
Sure. Well, what Representative Shanklin and I have said is that we support Skyward in their protest. We think that along this entire process, even before the procurement process began, there were some issues that are quite concerning, and that's why we have asked Governor Walker to launch, to stop the procurement process where it is right now, so the state does not move forward with signing a contract with Infinite Campus, and that there be an independent outside investigation launched, because I do take the concerns of Skyward very seriously. I don't see how a company can be awarded double the points, not once or twice, but over 70 times. And then also towards the end of the procurement process as well, the DOA and DPI came back with, I believe it was three times, with best and final offers. And my understanding with a best and final offer is that that is your best and final offer, and how they could come back three times and then change the requirements that last time is really concerning. So that's why we've asked Governor Walker to launch an outside independent investigation, because the legislators that I've talked to that have been following the story, a number of them agree that what has happened here is quite troubling, and we really need to get to the bottom of it.
Julie, I know you have to leave for an appointment. Do you have time to spend just a couple of minutes? I've got Louis Malevsky on the phone here. Let's take a phone call from Louis Malevsky of Stevens Point. He is the former state representative. Louis, you're on Route 51, Regional Talk Radio, with Julie Lassa and Jim King.
Well, I want to first thank Senator Lassa and Representative Shanklin, the Central Wisconsin team, and Jim for really putting up with, now for me as a private citizen and district attorney here in Portage County, a really disappointing process. But my point on my calling is that a lot of people still don't realize, legislators who are not really involved in this, that a law was passed that essentially made it illegal for a Wisconsin company to sell its computer software to Wisconsin schools controlled by the government. And essentially the government, in this case, headed by Governor Walker, has decided that while they may call it just procurement, that a Wisconsin company may not sell its product in the state because its client is the government. And that's something that I think a lot of people never understood. It gets back to the single vendor issue, and I know we're talking about the appeal process, but I think that's something that, at the end of the day, is something that really was lost in a lot of people, and why I support this effort by Mr. King, his family, and the people of Skyward, and Senator and Representative.
Well, Louis, this is something that I don't get. We hear from conservatives all the time that they're in favor of local control, that they're not in favor of top-down big government solutions imposed on the entire state from what they always claim are the liberals in Madison. But here we have a big government solution, it appears anyway, being imposed on all the school districts of the state, removing their local control over their purchases, and thus disenfranchising the people who have voted for their school board members who would be making those decisions.
Well, I think you've really summed it up in a nutshell. If the private market was speaking just fine for this Wisconsin homegrown company, and now essentially the government's saying in legislation that really was pushed through way too quickly, now that they are really can't do business in our state, and that is a problem. And hopefully people are going to wise up to this, because as the senator, the representative know, and Jim knows, it's not as if they budgeted enough money for everybody to switch over anyways. And I hope that the Joint Finance Committee doesn't release, I believe, the last $10 million that's of $15 million original appropriation.
All right, Louis.
Take my comments off the air.
We got to move on. We've got a lot of ground to cover. Louis Malevsky, former Democratic State Assembly person from Stevens Point. Julie, I know you've got to go. Do you have anything to add, real quick?
No, I just think that if people are concerned about making sure that a Wisconsin business can continue to do business in the state of Wisconsin, that they give their legislator a call and ask them to support the multi-vendor bill. And
Are you worried that this could start a trade war between Wisconsin and other states, that if we show preference to an in-state company, other states will do the same thing? You got to buy from a Minnesota company so Wisconsin vendors can't shop in Minnesota?
No, I'm not, because, one, I think that there was a problem in the procurement process. But, two, I have a bill out there that would help Wisconsin businesses to get additional state business, because we know that there are 12 to 15 other states that give preference.
Is that the Wisconsin First Act?
It is the Wisconsin First.
People who don't like that say you're going to start a trade war with it.
Well, there are already 15 other states that give preference to their businesses. And I think that, you know, Wisconsin spends a lot of money trying to do economic development, and it just makes sense to make sure that if we have a good company that's putting out a quality product or service, that we try to help to make sure that we're creating jobs in the state of Wisconsin and not sending the money out somewhere else helping to build their economy.
All right. Julie Lassa, thanks so much for being with us. We know you've got an appointment that you're late for, and we'll be back with Jim King and Katrina Shankland, who is Louis Malepsky's successor in the 71st Assembly District in Stevens Point. And more tapes and more of your phone calls when we continue.
Support for WPR comes from Rely Local Wausau, building the local economy and strengthening the community by making local business everybody's business. More about locally owned and operated businesses at relylocal.com.
And our forecast for north central Wisconsin: snow after midnight, an inch or two of accumulation, a low of 15 degrees. Friday, another 2 inches of snow, a high of 30, a low of 18. Saturday, cloudy, a high of 30, a low of 10 above. Sunday, partly sunny, a high of 30, a low of 15. We've got partly cloudy skies across north central Wisconsin. 24 degrees right now outside our studio in Wausau. I'm Glenn Moberg. It's the Great Wisconsin Software Controversy on this edition of Route 51. If you'd like to join the conversation, 1-800-780-9770. Our guests, Jim King, the founder and chairman of the board of Skyward of Stevens Point, and joining us now, Katrina Shankland, assemblywoman from the 71st Assembly District. Katrina, we understand that you have introduced the same bill in the state assembly.
I have, and I'm very much looking forward to seeing even more support than we have already. Senator Loss and I are both very proud that both bills in the Assembly and Senate are bipartisan, and we're looking forward to seeing more co-sponsorships coming through very soon so that we can get this bill a hearing and make sure we can get it on the floor as quickly as possible.
All right, I'm going to play a couple of tapes right now that I actually meant to get to in the first segment. This is Attila Weininger, the superintendent of the Stevens Point Area School District. Out of all of the area superintendents, he's been probably the one that has been most vocal in his opposition to the procurement decision.
Well, if the current selection stays in place, it's going to mean for our district two significant losses. One is the partnership that we have had with Skyward since its inception here in Stevens Point. That is, Skyward is born and bred here in Stevens Point. Secondly, the Infinite Campus, which is currently the selected vendor, their estimate to convert from Skyward to Infinite Campus was a tick over $29,000. Our estimate, based on all of the factors that they included as well, was in excess of $447,000. If anyone has ever gone through a technology conversion from one system to another, you cannot possibly convert a system like ours with 7,500 kids in 13 different buildings across a very large geographic area. Training for all of the people that would be necessary, the installation, for $29,000. It's not going to happen. And no one asked the districts what would it cost to make such a conversion. They allowed the vendors to do that. And I can tell you that this district will have to find hundreds of thousands of dollars in which to make this conversion, because it's time intensive, it's personnel intensive, and it requires attention to detail. And I can tell you, having gone through three or four conversions in my 41-year career, that doesn't cut it. You need people to be trained in small groups, large groups, individually, about how these very sophisticated systems work. Otherwise, you're going to end up with garbage at the other end. You know, on the one hand, while we would love to have Skyward be the single provider for the state of Wisconsin because we have this relationship with them, but that's really not the issue. If the state had decided to do a preferred vendor, as Texas did, as Maine did, and Skyward is one of the two preferred vendors in Texas, we wouldn't be sitting here talking. And just as a little bit of a side note, but it's actually not a side note, is that the governor's primary focus in both his campaign and his recall, as well as throughout his tenure, has been jobs. Well, this should be the poster child for that. Skyward employs many people here in Stevens Point. They were poised to build a new facility and add, I believe it was somewhere in the area of 60 to 80 new employees. Should they be selected, we're not only taking current jobs away from Wisconsin, but we're taking future jobs away. And these are high-paying, high-tech jobs. And these are people, for the most part, who come from Wisconsin. So this is a compounding issue, and Stevens Point would be absolutely part of a consolidated group of districts that would request that the system be stopped and that something and somebody look at the process that was involved.
That's Attila Weininger, the superintendent of the Stevens Point Area School District. He estimates the conversion cost at $447,000, a figure that we heard Senator Luther Olson say was grossly inflated. We did check with the Wisconsin Rapids School Superintendent's Office. Their estimate for the conversion cost is $244,000, and Marshfield School Superintendent Peg Geegan puts preliminary conversion costs in excess of $100,000. Jim King?
Well, obviously, anybody who's gone through a conversion, and we've gone through many of them, it is expensive. You have to learn a whole new system. It takes a tremendous amount of time. Like Attila has said, it takes a lot of support personnel. And I agree with Attila. It is expensive. And for the DPI and the DOA and this overseeing unbiased party, whoever they were, to say that $29,000 would do it, I mean, it's ludicrous. It's absolutely ludicrous.
Katrina Shankland, your reaction to the person who runs the schools in your district?
I think what he has to say is dead on, and I agree with the many different school district administrators I've spoken to over the past couple weeks who share these concerns, in addition to the Taxpayers Alliance, which also has come out very strongly in support of the multi-vendor contract bill because we are confident, you know, we'd be saving taxpayer dollars here. These estimates, when the school district administrators sit down, I mean, it's a six-month estimate in some cases, hundreds of thousands of dollars that our taxpayers would have to fund for these conversions. And I think, you know, from a taxpayer dollar standpoint, it doesn't make sense for us to have to foot this bill. And from a school district administration standpoint, it doesn't make sense for the time and resources that must be sunk in over years of this conversion project.
Let's listen to a couple of folks who represent very high state offices. We're going to listen first to Governor Walker, who was asked about the procurement process and the multi-vendor concept at an appearance this past weekend in Milwaukee.
It's actually been held up from other procurement officials across the country as one of the most appropriate ways to conduct a bidding process. So we followed the law. Skyward, I can understand, doesn't like it because they didn't win the bid, but in the end, we use the process, and in terms of going forward, regardless of what may happen upon their appeal, one way or the other, whether they win the appeal or not, we're certainly going to go back after the process is completed and attempt to do what we can to keep them and the jobs related to their business here in Wisconsin. Well, in our case, again, we will help them out, but that would be true no matter whether they were in Wisconsin or anywhere else. But I think it's important for people to remember, and I think the county executive can appreciate this. In our state, procurement laws for me, for the county, for the city are set up precisely so that objective criteria is used to pick bids, so that you don't have bids based on political pressure. I mean, if people want us to do it on political pressure, then I think, you know, you open the world to all sorts of cronies of whoever's in office, and I don't think anybody wants that. I'm not saying that that refers to this case, but that's precisely why the law and the process is in place, is so that objective criteria ultimately protects the taxpayers at the state, the county, and the local level. We follow that criteria, and whether I agree with the outcome or not really is irrelevant. We have to uphold the law.
They have to uphold the law, Katrina Shanklin, and you're applying political pressure to what should be a non-political decision.
That's ludicrous. The governor is focusing on the procurement process, and it's important to remember that the appeal has not yet the appeal has been filed, but we have not yet heard a decision. What I want to focus on is the fact that the single vendor contract is the problem. He's saying we're upholding the law. This is what we had to do. The problem is he wrote the single vendor contract into the budget. There's a reason why Senator Alassa and former Representative Malevsky introduced the multi-vendor contract as opposed to the single vendor. It's because businesses, taxpayers, and school districts all want a multi-vendor. And that's really the problem here, is that the single vendor contract, in addition with the $15 million of appropriations, was written into the governor's budget and then passed into law. And that's really the issue here, is we do want companies to be allowed to compete. We want to keep these jobs here.
And Jim King, the governor says he's going to help you keep those jobs here.
Well, I haven't seen any help. And once this decision is made, I don't see how he can help. In fact, once this decision is made for the student, it has been said by, again, Kurt Kiefer, that they're going to go after finance. So our 340 financial users are going to obviously have to switch, because according to the DPI, one computer system can't talk to another. So they are obviously going to get rid of all our 340 finance users.
And for background information, you not only supply student information software, you also supply financial software, and there's a third category, correct?
No, just
the financial software for
finance and HR.
And human resources.
Right.
Okay, let's listen to State School Superintendent Tony Evers. This was recorded at a campaign event in Wausau last Tuesday, February 12th. This is courtesy of WSAU Radio AM 550, FM 99.9, Wausau.
Why is there one provider instead of multiple providers?
Well, that's a state statute. That was enacted 2 years ago, and the governor supported it. Frankly, I supported it, as did the majority of the legislature. And basically, there's a couple reasons. One is to make sure that we have the most efficient system possible. And second of all, if you have one vendor, you're likely to have a lower cost than two. So from a taxpayer's point of view, I think it's critical. But I think the system itself is absolutely critical. For parents, they need to know that when they move from district to district, we're not waiting for those transcripts and those cumulative folders to, through snail mail, get there, so instruction is halted. So one system will allow that to happen. One system will allow the state to gather data that they've never gathered before, so that politicians and legislators and others can make wise decisions. I think it's the right thing. I get it. The issue of the people in the Stevens Point area around this particular issue. If I had my magic wand, it would be great if every Wisconsin company would win these bids. But the fact of the matter is, state law is very specific on this issue. There's very, very solid and good reasons to have these very solid criteria that people evaluate, and where they have their business and what state they're from cannot be part of that. Skyward has indicated they're going to appeal and gave us notice on that. I assume they will by the end of the week. And once that happens, what my goal is to ensure that we have a process that's fair to them, that they're adequately heard about their grievances around this process, and we'll make a decision going forward from there.
That's State School Superintendent Tony Evers, recorded last week, again, by WSAU Radio, AM 550, FM 99.9, Wausau. Jim King, Tony Evers says they're going to treat you right in the grievance process.
Well, I wonder about that. But to address some of his statements, he's talking about it's better to have one system versus multiple systems. Well, this is 2013. Systems are talking to each other all the time. That would be like saying you have to have one tax preparer for all the IRS. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. Any technical person knows that computers can be arranged to communicate to one another without any effort. So it's just ridiculous that they say they have to have a single vendor.
Now, Jim King, has your position changed on this multiple vendor concept?
Absolutely
a few years
not.
Ago, were you in favor of a single vendor if you thought you could have gotten the contract?
Why would we go to the 40 school districts that Infinite Campus has and say, listen, the decision you made in the free market was a bad one. We're now going to come in and we're going to put our system in. I wouldn't do that. I mean, that's ridiculous. Why would you do that? They made a decision. They like the software they're using. I would let them use it. I would not force people to switch. No way.
The bill, Katrina, that you introduced in the State Assembly and Julie Lassa introduced in the State Senate is unusual because it's a bipartisan bill. We're used to Republicans and Democrats being on opposite sides of the issue. Mm-hmm. But, in fact, you've got two Republican supporters, at least in the Assembly, Scott Krug of Wisconsin Rapids and John Spiros of Marshfield. We heard from Luther Olson, a Republican who favors the single-vendor system. Here's John Spiros, another Republican, newly elected in Marshfield, who thinks we need multiple vendors. John, you're one of the people who signed on as a co-sponsor of this multi-vendor bill. Tell me what your reasons were for that.
A lot, because I received a number of phone calls from residents in the area that had children that worked at Skyward, a number of residents who actually work at Skyward, and they were concerned about, you know, the loss of business for Skyward. That was one of the issues, but the other issue is Skyward really controls a lot of what they do around here for a number of these school systems, including Mosinee and Marshfield, just to name a few. And my concern, coming back to not just from the employee side, which is a huge concern, but also from the school systems, that any type of change that the school system has to make is going to be, has to be a cost. And, you know, from my point of view is if we're going to say, you know, you have to use this vendor and they have to switch, there's a cost.
The argument for having a single vendor is that it allows you to compare apples to apples from school district to school district. And in other words, it would help the state track student achievement levels and grade levels between individual districts, and that way they can analyze better which schools are succeeding and which schools are failing. How do you respond to that argument?
Technology's come a long way, and I think technology evolves every day. And, you know, from my standpoint, I don't see what differences it makes is whether you have two or three, as long as they all feed to the same final place.
Well, the idea is that they would just have one. That's the laws that's currently written.
Right. I understand what their thought process is. And, you know, my thought process is I don't know why you can't have two and still feed to one.
That's John Spiros, Assemblyman, Republican Assemblyman from Marshfield. Jim King, your response to lining up some political support from both sides of the aisle?
Well, when you say line, I mean, we didn't line any of that up. We just communicated to whomever would listen how ridiculous this whole situation is. And I've been getting responses from all over the state. And they were all, the majority of them are positive. I had a couple people call and say, well, hey, you're telling us that we're going to lose our finance system as well as our student. They didn't have our student. And I said, no, I didn't mean to imply that the finance is going right away. But as I said earlier, finance is next. So all these schools are going to have to abandon our financial system.
I want to play a couple of quick clips from two different school districts, the Wausau School District, which uses Infinite Campus, and the Marshfield School District, which uses Skyward. We're going to hear first from Wausau's Director of Technology and Media Services, Brian Kolbeck.
Sure. There was a committee formed, and that committee reviewed several student information systems. There was about 30 people on the committee, and after scoring different SIS systems, the group unanimously selected Infinite Campus.
What were the main reasons that they went with Infinite Campus?
I think the overall user interface was certainly one of the primary reasons, and then also with the FlexMod scheduling at West, they were able to demonstrate their ability to deliver that particular schedule. That was a big reason.
Have you been happy with the software over the past few years?
Yep, I think we're happy with it. I think the support's been good. You know, I think overall I'm happy that some decision is going to be made, because I think there's some features too within the software that we could expand and use, but we've been hesitant to roll it out knowing that some decision was going to be coming, you know, at the state level.
So you're happy that Infinite Campus was chosen as the main provider for the state?
Well, I think it really depends on, you know, what you're using at your district. In Wausau's case, Infinite Campus is currently being used, so that's the system that teachers are trained on. Our secretarial staff, office administration that are managing the day-to-day operations and through the use of that software, we're not going to have to retrain everybody. So in that regard, that's going to be a good thing for the Wausau School District.
That's Brian Kolbeck, the Wausau School District Director of Technology. Now let's hear from Peg Geegan, who is the school superintendent in Marshfield.
In the process of running those numbers, and both in two scenarios, one if we switched all of our systems over to Infinite Campus versus having some of our internal business systems with Skyward as they currently are, and then switching out the student information system. We are assuming that it could be upwards near 100,000, but again, those are soft numbers at this point in time.
What would the advantage be of switching over everything to Infinite Campus as opposed to keeping some of the system with Skyward?
We have invested many hours in training of our staff over many years. Our staff is very proficient and very efficient using the Skyward system. That's a great concern of ours, both time and money and efficiency in switching over. We are not familiar with Infinite Campus at any level, so it's hard to determine what that transition would look like and what we may lose or gain by having to do that.
Are you satisfied with the Skyward software product?
We've been extremely satisfied with Skyward, both in their technical assistance and their ability to customize services to meet our needs. It's really the backbone of our operations, and we've been very satisfied with it.
That's Peg Geegan, the superintendent in Marshfield, and before that, Brian Kolbeck. So we have one school's using Infinite Campus, another one using Skyward, and they're both happy with the product and they don't want to change.
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank Peg for her kind words. Why would you ask them to change? I mean, they're claiming that it's more efficient, and that's baloney. I mean, anybody in the business knows that you can be as efficient with multiple systems as you are with one, as long as you feed particularly to the higher level system. The cost to convert is it's terrible, and it's not being part of the process. They're not including that in the process.
And Katrina Shankland, do you really have hope that this multi-vendor bill is going to go anywhere?
I do. I think, in fact, I know that many legislators have come to me and asked about this issue, and they're really concerned about it, and they're hearing from my constituents and people across the state. And so I do have hope. I think people continue to voice their concerns, and we need to see that even more so that we can get this bill through the legislature and fix this ultimately.
Jim King, this hour's gone too quickly. You've got the last word.
Well, thank you.
You got to make it quick.
Okay, we've always asked for multiple systems from day one. We've been saying that all along. If the state would allow multiple systems, the whole process would go away as far as our concerns with what took place. So multiple systems is what we're looking for.
All right, we want to thank today's guest, Jim King, the founder and chairman of the board of Skyward, 24th District Democratic State Senator Julie Loss of Stevens Point, 71st District Democratic State Representative Katrina Shankland of Stevens Point. Thanks also to Governor Scott Walker, State School Superintendent Tony Evers, 14th District Republican State Senate Education Chair Luther Olson, 86th District Republican Assemblyman John Spiros of Marshfield, Department of Administration Spokeswoman Stephanie Marquis, Stevens Point School Superintendent Attila Weininger, Marshfield School Superintendent Peg Geegan, and Wausau School District's Director of Technology, Brian Kolbeck. Thanks also to WSAU Radio 550 AM 99.9 FM Wausau. I'm Glenn Moberg of Wisconsin Public Radio. Thanks to our executive producer, Rick Ryer, our on-air producer, Jane Ritger, and John Altenberg for the Route 51 theme. Thanks for riding along with us today. Forward, as we say in Wisconsin, and until next week, we are heading out of town.